Thanks for joining us on the Father's House Podcast, where we are bringing hope and impacting our community by leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus. We're so glad you're here, and wherever you're listening from, we believe your life can be transformed through this week's message. So let's jump right into it.
So good, so good. Well, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Andrea. I'm one of the pastors here, and on behalf of our lead pastors, Pastors Terry and Anita, we welcome you to the Father's House. We think it's the greatest place you could be on a Sunday morning because God is doing something here in this house, and we are so excited and so, we're just so privileged to be a part of what He's doing at the Father's House. We've been in a series called the Nobody Chronicles, and hasn't it been a great series? We've only had two Sundays, but what great speakers that we have heard from. You know that anyone who stands in this pulpit is going to deliver the word of God to the best of their ability, and God is going to move. It doesn't matter who is in this pulpit. The word of God, the gospel, the good news is going to be preached. But didn't Samuel and Kimberly do a fire phenomenal job last week delivering the good news? Was so good. But this series is all about nobodies, that God took a nobody and made somebody out of these people in the Bible that we probably have never even heard, maybe not even ever heard, but maybe never heard taught on before. So I'm so excited for today. We've got two speakers today. It's Mike Squared, because both of their names are Mike. So the first speaker is Mike Blackhall, and he's our missions director here at the Father's House. He's also a faithful member of the worship team. You'll see him a lot of times on Sunday mornings behind that drum set, just drumming his heart out and playing for the Lord. And we're so thankful for him and his commitment to our team and his faithfulness to God's house and to God. And then we'll have Michael Brown, that he'll follow up, and he will give an amazing, powerful word. He is another one of our faithful worship team members. You'll know as soon as he comes up, oh, that's the guy that can sing. He's not going to sing today, but he sure is going to bring a fire word. Both of them will today. So why don't we give a round of applause and a great welcome to Mike Blackhall.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Good morning. All right. So I hope y'all studied, because we're going to start out with a test. Here comes a question. Did you ever, like, have a dream or anything else and wish you were some kind of superhero, some kind of epic, world-changing, soul-conquering superhero of biblical proportions? Yeah? Anybody? I have. And I bet you have, too. You know how I know that? Because I'm fairly certain that God put in the heart of every believer the need, the urgency, the desire to make a kingdom impact. This morning, we're going to hear just how people like you, people like me, really nobodies, how we can make that kingdom impact. But here's a question. If God put that in our heart, then how do we live that out? What's that look like for ordinary nobodies like you and me? I want you to turn to Ephesians 6:21 and Colossians 4:7. And together, we're going to find out. Okay. So what does an extraordinary life look like for nobodies like you and like me? Well, I want to share about a little-known character in the Bible. A nobody, really. His name isn't the main topic of too many sermons, and I'm fairly certain there aren't any statues or paintings of him in our church halls. But, our nobody's, our hero's name, it appears five times in the New Testament. Can you imagine that? Five times. You probably think you know who he is or her. Well, I'm not going to give it away yet. Do you know that this person's referred to as a faithful minister, a fellow servant, a companion, a dear brother, a messenger? A messenger of the gospel. Gosh, what a, you'd think he'd be like, he'd have the whole book, right? Do you know he's got the gift of an encourager? He even took over as a temporary pastor for Titus and for Timothy when Paul wanted them to come to him because he was in prison. It's largely believed that because of this nobody's faithfulness to deliver Paul's letters, that today we have the book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians. Can you imagine that? Wow. who could this ordinary nobody be? Well, his name, this is so fun to say, is Tychicus. Isn't that fun? That's like, it rolls right off your tongue, Tychicus. All right, on the count of three, I want everybody to say that with me, all right, ready? One, two, three, Tychicus. Isn't that fun to say? Woohoo! All right, now that you've turned there, let's read Ephesians 6, 21 and 22, and we'll do that together. To bring you up to date, Tychicus will give you a full report about what I'm doing and how I'm getting along. He is a beloved brother and a faithful helper in the Lord's work. I've sent him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we're doing and to encourage you. Sounds like a messenger to me. Turn over to Colossians 4, 7, and 8. It says, Tychicus will give you a full report about how I'm getting along. He is a beloved brother and a faithful helper who serves with me in the Lord's work. I have sent him to you for this purpose, to let you know how we're doing and to encourage you. An encourager, a messenger. Wow. Tychicus. I bet you most people have never heard his name before. But do you know that he's just a normal, loyal, hardworking nobody? He went to church. He served his brothers and sisters. He did what he could to share the word of Christ and to serve Paul in his greatest hour of need. So what's that have to do with me, you might ask? What's that look like for me? What am I supposed to take from that? I mean, do I have to, like, deliver the book of Ephesians and Colossians? I'm pretty sure that's already been done. Here's just a few practical things. These are things that the Lord gave me that we can do to be just like Tychicus. But before I share these, I want to say this. Do you know that we have to choose? We have to make a choice and be deliberate to be used by God as his ordinary yet life-changing, eternity-impacting people. It's a choice. God doesn't force us to do that. God chose us. Now we get to choose him. Choose to be a messenger of the good news. You make the choice to make a kingdom impact. Let me say that again. Choose to be a messenger of the good news. Okay, so what's that look like practically? What can I do today to be a Tychicus? Well, here's just a few simple things. How about start with Growth Track? I can't even tell you the amount of times that I've heard somebody say, I just wish I knew what God wanted me to do. Listen, it's a choice, remember? And if we don't choose to take deliberate, relatively basic first steps, like going to Growth Track, then we've basically forfeited the option to wonder how God can use us. Start with Growth Track. And then, this is important, start serving. What if Tychicus had said, I don't have time to do that, or that's not my gift, somebody else will do it, I'm just a nobody? What if we say the same thing? Choose to be a messenger. Choose to be a Tychicus. Here's another one. Tychicus was a messenger of God's word. He delivered Paul's letters, and he brought encouragement. I want you to pay attention to this. If you attend the Father's house, then you can choose to share God's word and bring hope and encouragement to countless people. You're like, how am I going to do that? It's pretty easy. Ready? One click. How about click on the share button each Sunday? And if you're really serious, then before you do click on that share button, how about praying for that message and praying for the countless amount of people that are going to hear that message? Listen, the pastors spend hours, I'm sure a lot like Paul, Timothy, the rest of the superheroes in the Bible, they spend hours praying, studying, and listening to the Holy Spirit to prepare and communicate the message God gives them for us Sunday after Sunday. And we get to hear not only God's word, but we get to hear application steps that we can walk out of here with and draw closer to Jesus. Why wouldn't we want to share that? Choose to be a messenger. Choose to be a Tychicus and deliver the message. Here's another one. If you're all in on your relationship with Christ, then you know it's not what you do, it's who you are. You can't turn it off. People around you, in your workplace, in your circle of influence, in your neighborhoods, your friends, they know that you're a Christian. How about inviting them to church now? Why do we wait till Christmas and Easter? Encourage them now. Be nice to them now. Do something to bless them and simply invite them to the Father's house. Choose to be a Tychicus by being an example and earnestly caring deeply for those that God puts in your path. Invite them to church now. Choose to be a messenger. Choose to be Tychicus. All right, so those were just a few practical examples that I think each one of us can put to work in our own lives, right? And honestly, they are just a few, because if you think about it, the list is never ending, because our God is never ending. I'm a nobody. You're a nobody. We're ordinary people, but God calls and equips the nobodies. Isn't that amazing? I want you to listen to this scripture. I don't want you to look it up or turn it in. I want you just to tune in and hear what God would say to you through this scripture. It's found in 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 29. It says, "Brothers and sisters, consider who you were when God called you to salvation. Not many of you were wise scholars by human standards, nor were many of you in positions of power. Not many of you were considered elite when you answered God's call. But God chose those whom the world considers foolish to shame those who think that they are wise. And God chose the puny and the powerless to shame the high and mighty. He chose the lowly, the laughable in the world's eyes, the nobodies, so that he would shame the somebodies. For he chose what is regarded as insignificant in order to supersede what is regarded as prominent, so that there would be no place for prideful boasting in God's presence." I am so glad, so glad that God uses nobodies. And I'm so glad that I simply made a choice. I'm nobody special, I'm a nobody, but I made a choice. The same choice that we all have to make. So now it's your turn to make a choice. I am Tychicus. I'm a messenger. That's what God's called me to do. And you are too. So I want everybody to say this with me. Say, "I am Tychicus," on a count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I am Tychicus.
That was pathetic. All right, let's try that again. 1, 2, 3. I am Tychicus. Awesome. All right, today, not tomorrow, today, choose to be a messenger and choose to be a Tychicus. Thank you guys very much. I want to introduce Mr. Michael. And Michael, I don't know, is there any way you can sing your sermon? Because the way your voice is, awesome. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Wasn't that a great message? Lord God, my lips and my mouth to say what only you want to say. And above all else, like your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have you ever felt invisible? Overlooked, like your life or your name doesn't matter? I remember feeling this way, especially when I was younger, mostly at school. I felt like a nobody. Until the day that my 8th grade teacher decided to make me sing in front of the entire school. And that kind of changed things for me. It seemed fun at the time, but I didn't know that it would lead me down a dark path for most of my life. But that's a story for a different day, because now I'll use that voice to worship the Lord, to praise Him. And of course, to occasionally woo my wife every now and then. But even to get to this point, there was a lot of humility, a lot of surrender that had to take place, and a call from the Lord to follow Him that would change the direction of my life. Which brings me to the story of Simon of Cyrene. Considered a nobody, a man just happened to be passing by when he was called to carry the cross of Jesus. He stepped into divine history. Simon was a nobody in the crowd. Mark calls him a certain man. Let's turn to the text. It's Mark 15, 21. You can follow along on your phone or on the screen. It says, a certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. See, he wasn't a disciple. He wasn't a leader. He didn't have a dramatic role. He had no recorded words. He was just visiting. And yet he was pulled into the greatest moment of redemptive history in the story of Jesus. Simon is just a brief supporting character in the story of Jesus. In many ways, he's a nobody. Just a guy from an area in Africa called Cyrene who was forced to carry the burden, not his own. See, in reading the Bible, I found this to be something that God often does. God chooses the forgotten to do the unforgettable. The world ignored him. The soldiers used him, but God saw him. And in carrying Jesus' cross, Simon carried the weight of eternal purpose. 1 Corinthians 1:27 reminds us that God uses the weak to shame the strong. But that's the beauty of God's kingdom, isn't it? That God takes the nobodies, lifts them up, and gives them purpose. Simon was just a man from the field, a passerby, just someone there. Yet on that day, he became a part of the most important story in history. He carried the cross of our Savior. Let that remind us that God uses the ones that the world overlooks. In fact, God specializes in nobodies. There are many examples in the Bible. Think of David, the forgotten shepherd boy, who later became king. Think of Mary, the young unknown girl who was chosen to give birth to the Son of God. What about the disciples, fishermen, tax collectors, just ordinary people called to do extraordinary things because God wanted to use them? See, Simon's story tells us two important things. First, you never know when your ordinary life is going to intersect with God's extraordinary plan. Simon didn't wake up expecting to carry the cross that day. But God had a purpose even in that disruption. So we need to stay ready and open even when we don't expect it. Secondly, carrying the cross is often forced upon us. It's not glamorous. It's heavy. It's unwanted. Simon didn't volunteer for this. He was compelled. He was forced. Likewise, sometimes we face burdens that we don't choose, like grief, hardship, added responsibility. But it's in those moments that God is shaping our story. He may be calling us to walk with Christ in a way that's not a part of our own personal plan. A way that challenges us. It may be difficult. And here's something else. What Simon carried for a few steps, Jesus carried all the way. He bore the weight of our sin, our shame, our death. He took that upon himself. Simon's role is just a small glimpse, a foreshadow of what it means to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. See, carrying the cross also changes your name. Mark identifies him as the father of Alexander and Rufus. Why? Because they later become known in the early church, his children. See, Simon's legacy outlived that moment. What legacy is God calling you to leave today? In Jeremiah 29:11, my favorite verse, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. A hope in a future." God still uses nobodies today. You may feel unqualified. You may feel unimportant, unknown, forgotten. But take heart because God sees you. God has a role for you in this story. He's calling nobodies, ordinary people like you and I, to carry something holy. See, your cross might not be public. but it's powerful. You don't need a title. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be on the worship team. You don't have to be popular. You just have to be willing. Willing to stop, willing to carry, willing to obey, and willing to follow Jesus. So how do we apply that today? Don't run from the cross even when you don't choose it. Be faithful in the background. Simon was mentioned in only one verse, but it made an eternal impact. Let your faith shape future generations. Your obedience matters. Let your family and your children see your faith even under pressure. You don't have to be famous to be faithful. You don't have to be known by the world to be remembered in heaven. Let God use your yes, that willing heart, to leave a legacy. Before I go, let's take it back to the scene. So there you are. You're walking along. You got your children with you, places to go, people to see. You got to hurry up and get to Costco or wherever you're going. And then all of a sudden, you're called out in the middle of a crowd, "Hey, you!" And you're grabbed and you're forced to carry the cross of someone who you don't even know. And then you see him there. And he's bruised and he's beaten. The crown of thorns pressing in on his face. And then you have to get low to take the cross. Sometimes you have to get low and be humble to meet Jesus. The tears are running down his face because they know not what they do. And then he turns and looks at you. And you see the Savior of the world face to face. Imagine the gravity of the moment, the heaviness, the importance. See, Simon didn't even know what was happening. But because of his obedience in that moment, it changed generations after generation after generation after generation after generation. And that's what God is calling you to do today. To make an eternal impact. You have a choice today to say yes. What's it going to be?
Wow. What a great two powerful words we heard this morning. Can we just give them another round of applause? See, it's so wild because neither Tychicus or Simon of Cyrene were famous. Neither one of them were leading armies. They weren't writing books. They weren't building platforms. They were just there. They were faithful. They were present. They were available. See, Mike taught us that Tychicus was a messenger. He was an encourager. He was a nobody who took part in preserving and delivering the word of God, that same word that we still read today. He was a nobody. He didn't preach the sermon. He just delivered it. And then Michael taught us that Simon was just walking by. He was just trying to get to where he needed to be. And then all of a sudden, he was pulled into the story of salvation by force. He didn't plan it. He didn't ask for it. But that holy divine interruption gave Simon purpose. And he carried for a moment what Jesus would finish. Two nobodies. And before today, you may have not ever have known or ever heard their name. But I can guarantee you this, all of heaven knows each one of their names. See, here's the truth of today. God is still calling nobodies. He's still using ordinary people, messengers, encouragers, carriers of the cross, to be a part of the most important story in the world. And that's the story of redemption. What is God calling you to carry? But I got to tell you, before you can carry the cross, you have to first encounter the one who died on it. Maybe you feel like Simon, dragging through life, interrupted, exhausted, maybe you're unsure, or maybe you feel like Tychicus, faithful, but unseen, doing your best, but wondering, does any of this really matter? Today, God is calling you out of the crowd. He's locking eyes with you the same way Jesus did with Simon when he bent down and met him at eye level. He's inviting you to pick up a new kind of life, a life of purpose, a life of obedience, a life of grace, a life of surrender. This isn't about being perfect. He's not asking any one of us to be perfect today, but it is about saying yes. You might say, but I'm just a nobody. Perfect. You're exactly the kind of person that God specializes in. If you're ready to step into the story, to be used by God in ways that on this side of heaven you may never fully see, it starts here and it starts now. It starts with surrender. It starts with salvation. Let's all close our eyes and bow our heads. Maybe you're here today and you feel the Lord tugging on your heart, and maybe you've been trying to carry your life on your own. Or maybe you've been watching the crowd pass you by, unsure if you even matter. This is your moment. God sees you and he loves you. And he sent his son Jesus to die for you, to carry what you couldn't carry so that you could walk in freedom. Do you want to stop running and start living? Do you want freedom from the prison you've been living in? Are you exhausted from searching because you know there's got to be something more to this life? And there is, but it isn't something. It's someone, and his name is Jesus. Give your life to him today. Don't wait. Don't talk yourself out of it. This is your Simon moment, your Tychicus choice. God is calling your name, even if the world doesn't even know it. So if that's you today, I'm just going to simply ask you to be bold and to be brave. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to ask you to come up front. I'm not going to ask you to tell your testimony. I'm not going to ask you to do anything other than just raise your hand and make eye contact with me. If that's you today, if you know that God is calling your name today, he's calling you out of the crowd. He's saying, I see you. I love you. I'm calling you to surrender. I see that hand, ma'am. I see that. Thank you. Anyone else in this room? If that's you today, I see your hand, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I see your hand. I see your hand. Thank you. Thank you. I see that hand. So many people making a decision today that they're saying, I'm stepping out of the crowd. How many more of you today that you have been on the fence and you're tired of living the life that you've been living? But can I tell you that you can step out of that prison door? Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. You can step out of that prison door today. Anyone else in the room? I'm just going to wait just a few moments. You say, yeah, you know what? Today is the day. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And I say, I give up. Well, just as because you've made that decision that you will be grafted into the family of God, when you're in a family, we go together. We don't go alone. So everyone in the room, we're all going to pray this prayer together because no one should have to pray it by themselves. If you'll repeat after me today, say, Jesus, today I surrender. I give you my life. I believe you died for me and you rose again. Forgive me of my sin. Fill me with your spirit. Use my life for your glory. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' mighty name, And everyone in this room said, amen. Come on, church, let's celebrate. Oh, you can do better than that.
Thanks for joining us. If you said that prayer and surrendered your life to Jesus, it's the best decision you will ever make, and we would like to celebrate with you. We have some tools to help you on your journey. Simply text DECIDED to 352-329-2301. That's 352-329-2301. Join us next time as we continue to love God, love people, and make disciples.